The act of creating art is one that is often done alone, but for local artist Kaylee Purelight, creating art in front of a cheering crowd is both inspiring and thrilling. Art Battle returns to Omaha April 12th.
So it's in North Omaha, and North Omaha is just so rich with culture and diversity. Like, it is so just like a vibe to go up there and just see all the different artists from everyone's different, you know, perspective and point of life.
Art Battle is a live art tournament that is held in cities across the globe. Created in 2001, Sean Bono hosted the first Art Battle on Houston Street in New York City. The art scene in the city held a culture of ruthless competition that was only fanned by influential artists picking and choosing who would make it big. The event on Houston Street was free for the public to watch and featured six artists creating original pieces with a 90-minute time limit. In 2009, Simon Plashkes debuted the first Art Battle in Toronto. Art battles in various other cities began cropping up, and by 2015, the event had grown to include the United Kingdom, Brazil, and China.
I'm really grateful that Omaha has something like that because they hold art battles all throughout the country. So to have one in Omaha is really cool.
Each art battle features 12 artists who receive 20 minutes to create an original art piece.
I'm excited. They're going to have their garages open. They have a center stage where they put the artists together to battle, and so you're able to walk around in a circle and watch every artist perform.
The first round consists of six artists, and the crowd decides the top two painters. The second round follows the same format, and the top four painters then go into the third round. The winner of the third round is declared the Art Battle winner. Art Battle winners can then participate in four levels of national and international competitions for the chance to compete in the World Championship. Kaylee has been creating art since childhood. Growing up in Omaha, Kaylee learned much of her foundational art skills during her time attending public school. After graduating high school, Kaylee initially struggled with her dreams of becoming an artist.
And I always felt like I could never pursue art as a career full time because there was always a stereotype of not making a lot of money from art. But I realized when I was older that that's just not true, and I pushed past that limiting belief and I just stepped into it more. So now I paint murals for businesses full time and then also sell my paintings too.
Kaylee originally saw an advertisement for Art Battle on her social media last year. Although it was close to the event date, she decided to apply for the Art Battle Omaha held in December 2024.
And I was like, oh my gosh, that'd be so cool to be a part of. So I applied knowing it was kind of last minute and they accepted me. So it was so nice to get accepted into it. And I practiced way too hard. I was doing like 20-minute paintings four times a day, like leading up to the event. So I did like 20 paintings and I just completely burnt myself out. So the first one I kind of blew. But it's okay, because it's all about the journey, you know?
Kaylee participated once again in Art Battle Omaha's February event of this year. After finishing as one of the top four artists of that battle, she hopes to go even farther for her third art battle.
There's one this Saturday that I'm really excited to be a part of, and hopefully I'll get the win this time. But if not, that's okay, because there's always more.
The upcoming art battle will take place at Culture House at 3014 North 24th Street. Doors will open at 5 p.m., with painting starting at 6 p.m., For more information, you can visit Art Battle's website at artbattle.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.